This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
It smells like bliss. Earth bliss in the studio.
Blissed? Dr. Shelley, are you blissed?
I am blissed.
Hey, are we running a rerun? What's going on? Hey, Dr. Shelley.
Yes.
It smells like earth bliss in the studio. I wonder why.
Well, you must have picked up the wrong bottle.
Well, Dr. Shelley, you suggested that I use earth bliss, and here I am using earth bliss and air bliss, and it's great, absolutely great. So I just want to let you know that I'm following your directions to the letter.
Well, thank you, and always delighted to be with you. Your phones are working out there. Out at Owl Farm, they're not.
Oh, wow. You know, have you had this massive flooding your way? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, roads are washed out. Our son's been trying to get to us for about a week, and he's about 100 miles away, and Interstate 44 was washed out. Actually, part of it was submerged. The back roads, some of those are washed out. Our road leading to the house, the dirt road that we have, was washed out. And we have a fence that runs across our creek, and the water was so voluminous that it washed our fence. It literally took the barbed wire fence and the post, the metal post in the ground, and it ripped it out, broke the barbed wire, and ran it across the road so that if anyone tried to get across the road, they really couldn't because entangled in the barbed wire that stretched across the road were tree limbs and you know, other debris. So we cleaned all that up. But, yeah, it was kind of a mess. And the water was so great. The water was probably running, over a foot, maybe close to 2 feet deep. And so we were out with boots on and, you know, trying to not get washed downstream while we're pulling this debris out of the road. But that's what country living's like, Dr. Shelley, right?
That's you bet. Like. I'll still take it over the city.
Well, and here's a question that maybe we should talk about. I mentioned to the family that while we were having this flooding, that those who live in the city, their water supply could be compromised. So, for example,
their water supply is already compromised. City utilities poison them every day.
Yes, and even more. And here's why: because typically the sewage treatment plant is at the low area. Because when you flush something down the toilet, or when you pour something down the drain, it runs downhill. It doesn't usually get pumped. It runs downhill to the lowest point in your village. And that lowest point is where the sewage treatment plant is. Now, also running downhill is the rainwater and the streams and everything else, which can flood and overflow the sewage treatment plant. So that when that happens, then that raw sewage and in process for treatment sewage gets spread around. And then where does that go? That goes further downhill and into the groundwater. So if you have a well, you may experience some additional contamination, in addition to the things that people keep in their garages, like, insecticides and Roundup and poisons of all kinds and rat poison and mouse poison and gasoline for their lawnmowers and, you know, their lawnmowers that go floating downstream, those kind of things. So all that gets mixed into a soup, and it ends up into our water supply. And so just a thought, and if you don't have a water filtration system of some kind, I suggest you consider getting one. That's just my thoughts. Dr. Shuley, do you want to share anything on your thoughts with that? I'm sure you've seen these kind of things, images and real-life experiences as well.
Well, you know, it has been known for many decades that rats living in a crowded community die and have illnesses much more than rats who've got sort of an open field, so to speak. Well, in general, the death rate in every significant size city, with, let's say, 500,000 and above, is greater than in much smaller towns. So it's a combination of total contamination in civilization, so-called. And I grew up in a little town of 5,000 people, off and on out to a farm 3 miles away, and I've never been enthusiastic about living in a city. I've lived in St. Louis, I've lived in Boston, I've lived in Cleveland, and I don't want to live anywhere near that. I don't even want to live in Pleasant Hope.
And how many people live in Pleasant Hope, Dr. Shuley?
Oh, let me see. It must be 694 or something like that.
I knew Pleasant Hope was pretty small. I didn't realize it was 7 times larger than the village where I live.
I'm almost crowded. But I am 5 miles away.
Sometimes when people ask me where I live, I kind of tell them, and I say, you know, before I left home, you know, with Mrs. Finelli, there were 2% more people in our town. before we left. And I really like living in the middle of nowhere. However, when you do that, you are responsible for your actions even more than if you don't. So, for example, if the road washes out, you know, you can call somebody and wait forever, or you can take action into your own hands and run the risks of, you know, being arrested for repairing the road. So we just get our backhoe out and our tractors and we go and repair the road, and we don't make a big deal of it. And, you know, sometimes the neighbors are really appreciative if they see us. They go, wow, you know, we couldn't get out, but thanks for fixing the road so we can get out. And that's what we do. And we don't have a crew that goes and picks up the trash along the road when people drive down the dirt road and throw their cans and bottles and bags and wrappers out. We go and do it ourselves. And sometimes we get stopped by the locals, and they'll say, what are you doing? And we'll have a 5-gallon bucket in our hand and gloves, and we'll be picking up trash. And it's like, we're picking up the trash. It's like, why are you doing that? Because someone's got to do it. And, you know, a little bit of trash begets more trash. So you kind of nip it in the bud, and you make the trash stand out. When there's no trash, a little bit stands out, and people might be a little more reluctant. I mean, there's that, or we could start shooting them and shooting the people or throwing the trash out. But that's probably not a good idea. It may come to that. At some point, we may end up in the Wild West again and get sick of it, and there may be a shooting war. I'm not saying we would start it, but I'm saying people are, I guess when they get pushed to the limit, they do strange things. I'm not saying we would. I'm just saying it's annoying. It's annoying how offensive some people are. Just, who do they think they are? Just throwing their trash on, you know, on our farm. And the cows, they look at these potato chip bags and wrappers, and they think it's food, and it can kill them, and I object to it. So that's why we pick up the trash. And I don't like them stepping on bottles and breaking glass bottles and cutting up their hoofs. And I don't know, I guess I hit my own button, Dr. Shuley, but we have become our own worst enemies. We have become insensitive to the rights of others, and we just trample them. And that was one of the things I wanted to mention to you today. I was reading an article about young people, and it says that teenagers lie and fight more, when they spend more time on their smartphones. So there is a relationship, a correlation between smartphones and lying, and smartphones and fighting. And do you think it's frequency related, Dr. Shuley? Do you think it's attention related, Dr. Shuley, that they're flitting from thing to thing?
I think it is the result of social nonsense. In other words, the cell phones are turning the people obsessed with them into being totally socially obnoxious. I've said it for years. I call them dumb phones because they make you dumb.
Yeah,
I think both intellectually and community-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's turning them into barbarians. No respect for anybody except the blank, blank little phone.
Mm-hmm. How about this? I was in Springfield a few days ago, and I was in the truck, and I pulled up to a traffic light, and I happened to be in a lane where if I looked, I was in the slow lane, and on Battlefield Road, and it's two lanes each direction. And there's a suicide lane at some points on Battlefield. So I was at a traffic light, and I looked to the left, and there was this woman who was driving. And as soon as her car came to a stop at the traffic light, to my left, immediately she's looking down on the phone. Immediately. I mean, instantly. And I thought, how often does this happen? It's like at every light, Dr. Shuley. It's not just her. It's every person, almost. Almost every traffic light, except me. I'm the only guy looking around, looking at who's looking at their phones. I'm looking at all the vehicles, where they're going, trying to figure out if someone's going to ram into the back of me because they're not paying attention, you know, noticing that I'm stopped and maybe they should stop and not run into me. I mean, I'm looking at those kind of things. That's how I was taught how to drive, to be a defensive driver, to pay attention to my surroundings. However,
exactly.
That is not what's happening with most people today. Most people are not paying attention. They're looking at their phones.
And you're lucky if they're not looking at their phones after they start driving.
Absolutely correct. So then I guess the next question, Dr. Shuley, is there a physical addiction? Is there a mental addiction? Is there something with these frequencies? Is there something with the need for more information? Is it loneliness? Can we draw a conclusion, a medical, sound medical conclusion as to what might be driving the non-stop need? And I'm saying need, not want. I believe it's a need to pay attention to these little computer screens and these handheld communicators where people are texting. Can we talk about that when we come back? Is there a bona fide thing going on in our bodies?
Class?
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
832-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Dr. Shealy, when I think of different countries, I look at what they do very well, and so when I think of Biafra or Bangladesh, I don't have such a real high regard for some of the creativity that they have there. I think they're primitive. When I look at Germany, I look at excellence. I look at excellence in attention, manufacturing, insight, design, industriousness. I think of wonderful things. And this all relates to the smartphones. There's a German company that has been installing lights along the curbs. And these are lights that light up red and yellow and green. And the reason they're along the curbs in the cities is because there are so many people in Germany who are looking down at their smartphones that they are not looking up, and they're getting run into by vehicles.
Well, it gets rid of one stupid person.
Well, but you know, I'm not, Dr. Sidney, I am not exaggerating. This is true. There are lights along the sidewalks, you know, red and yellow and green, so that those who are not paying attention, who are physically or mentally or chemically or biologically addicted to their phones, get run over with less frequency. Because they can see maybe out of their peripheral vision, they may be able to see these street lights on the curb. So the question really is back to this. Is it biological? Is it chemical? Is it emotional? Is it the need for companionship? Is it this pervasive loneliness that...
It is, quote, addiction. I just sent you an email on this. At least four of the following signs and symptoms comprise criteria for cell phone addiction. A need to use the cell phone more and more often to achieve the same effect. Persistent failed attempts to use the cell phone less often. Preoccupation with smartphone use. Turns to cell phone when experiencing unwanted feelings of anxiety and depression. Excessive use characterized by loss of sense of time. Has had a relationship or job at risk because of excessive cell phone use. Need for newest cell phone, more application, increased use. Withdrawal from cell phone is when the cell phone is unreachable with anger, tension, depression, irritability, restlessness. Those are just some of them. Now, here's some of the other things. Pain and discomfort associated with viewing a digital screen for over 2 hours, burning and itching of the eyes, blurred vision, eye fatigue, digital eye strain causing headaches, tight text neck, so neck pain. One in six cell phones has fecal matter on it. E. coli bacteria, which are, you know, infectious agents particularly. In other words, the cell phone is about as contaminated as your toilet seat. Among other things.
And how many people, and this happens to me, how many people are exposed to this? And that is, so you're talking with someone, and you're having a conversation, and that other person has a cell phone, pulls it out of his or her pocket, and says, look at this. Would you look at this picture? This is a picture I took. Here's a picture I took, and isn't this interesting? Isn't this cool? It is so important that I interrupt whatever we were just talking about to show you this picture.
It is a 2-year-old child ego. A 2-year-old child ego. It is unbelievable lack of responsible grown behavior.
When I was a young teenager, there was a camera, a used camera. It was $18. It was an Argus C3 camera, and it was at a store where I could buy this used camera. I saved and saved and saved and saved and bought, and ultimately bought this 35 millimeter camera, which is in the studio right behind me right today. And it used flash bulbs, and I had that camera for a long, long time, from all the way from the 60s. Still have it, and I learned how to develop film. But the point I'm trying to make is, not once in all the years from the 1960s through today have I ever taken a camera out and pointed it at my face and taken my picture. I've never done that. I have never taken a selfie.
I'm Chris Walton. I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is that it attacks Bucks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
You
got your.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Norman Chula is with us, medical doctor, surgeon of the year, author of over 30 books, and he's got a practice in Springfield, Missouri with Dr. Sergey Sorin. And if you'd like to visit them, you may. Dr. Chula, to get to talk with you in person, what does a person do?
Well, they can call 417, if they're outside the area of Springfield, 351-5221, or just 351-5221 if they're in the Springfield area. That's where we make appointments.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. May they request you and or Dr. Sergey Sorin? How does that work, Dr. Chula?
No, they have a choice. They can... You can get either one of us or both of us. We often do things together. Mm-hmm. And we also mm-hmm. do telephone and Skype consultations.
Mm-hmm. And how does that work, Dr. Chula? If a person, let's say, we've got listeners worldwide, but let's say someone on the Eastern Coast or the Western Coast would like to Skype with you and spend some time, how much time would they typically spend, and how would that work, and how would that be arranged?
Well, most of the time, we prefer an hour because I like to get in great detail. Even though we can't do a physical exam, we at least can cover all the bases. And, in fact, when we have a patient scheduled for a new appointment, they are sent out four separate test, written things to send back. So that we save another half hour of time on the phone just by reviewing those written things that give us a lot of information before we start. So all of that is arranged with a telephone consultation or for an office visit.
Mm-hmm. So if I've got this right, so someone would like to spend some time with you electronically via Skype. You can see them. They can see you. You, email out a four-page questionnaire, and then they respond back. You review that questionnaire. So now you have a mental picture of that person and that person's health, and going into it, you've got a jump start. So you're ready to be analyzing them very, very quickly. Do I have that right?
That is correct. And, this has been my pattern for 40-plus years. In other words, I want 1 hour of time with a new patient because I don't know how to get all the details that I need to make a very important decision without going into that kind of detail.
Mm-hmm. 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 And I can tell you, I've been in your clinic many times. And I'll see Dr. Sergey Sorin will walk by. I'll say, "Hey, Vincent, how's it going?" He'll spend a few minutes with me, even though he wasn't expecting me, even though he didn't know I was coming. He pays attention. He goes into the scaler room. He looks at everybody, talks at everybody, makes sure that he fully comprehends exactly what's happening. And you do the same thing. And so that's kind of it's a very interesting office. It is not the 7 minute. The 7 minute visit that most people would typically experience in modern health treatment today. It's not the same. So
well,
I've been
I
there.
Can't
and
imagine
so, Dr.
How Shirley, bad that
can you
would
give
be.
Us an. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some people have very serious conditions, and 7 minutes is just not enough. Dr. Chula, can you give us an update with the scalar technology?
Oh, I wish I could, Vance. Now, that is one of the most disgusting things in my life. Not what we did, but getting the results. I signed a contract with Missouri State University for one of their professors to do the measurement of adrenal medullary. It was signed. I paid half of the fee in advance. In the original contract, we were to get this done, and the report was going to get to us within 2 weeks of the in, which would have been by the end of March. One day after we finished the report in mid-March, I got a revised contract increasing the fee 50% and telling us that now we will not get the results until the end of May, if we're lucky. This is as bad as government bureaucracy at its worst. So I have the foggiest idea when or whether we'll get the results. I will never do another research project with the university itself.
Wow. Wow. And so how do you change the terms and conditions of a contract that's agreed upon in writing? How do you do that?
Well, if you're big enough and...
I've never done it.
I haven't either. And I can't imagine doing it. On the other hand, now I'm already, you know, we've already done the project when they changed the contract. So I'm not going to go in a legal battle. That could take 5 years. But, warning,
well,
don't
Dr.
trust
Shealy,
any organization.
Okay. Okay, I agree with that. I agree with that. Dr. Shealy, I have a multi-page document in my hand. And I got to tell you, I'm feeling pretty good. I haven't been in a good fight in years. And so I have been invited into the ring again by the State of Missouri Department of Revenue. So that's one, two, five, a five-page official document. And this thing says, this is the second time they've attacked us. The first time they've attacked us was for $100,000 in unpaid sales tax. Okay, and I proved to them that they had no basis, no grounds, and they backed off. So now that was for 2 years, 2012 and 2013. They've decided that they need to come back. And now they're coming back. It's only for $1,000 this time. And they are claiming that we owe them, we only owe them $1,000, so they say. And it's for an assessment of unpaid sales and use tax. USAPrepares.com Limited Corporation. So I said to Mrs. Finelli, she handed me this document. We got this certified letter yesterday. And so she handed this to me, and I said, let's just make sure one thing. Before I respond and let you know what my plan is, I just want to make sure that I am the only one on this corporation. Just me. Just me. Not our family, not our children, not our farm, just me. Because that determines how I'm going to respond. Well, it's just me. That means I'm coming out swinging. And so I have this document, and there are, let's see, it is. It says I owe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, about 30 different taxes on four sales, F-O-U-R. We had four sales out of state, and they want 30 different taxes. Actually, it's not even that. It's 30, 60. Between taxes, additions, penalties, interest, it's over 100 line items that they want to be paid for. And nowhere does it say what they are. It just says the amount, like $14.80, 62 cents, $4.93, 40 cents, 49 cents. It lists items like that, but it never says exactly what it's for. So I've decided that since they've done this, the only person I have met in the Department of Revenue is their senior counsel. So I've decided that since they're asking me for information, since they are, and I believe these are terroristic threats, and I wrote a letter saying that this is terrorism. They've decided that they are going to put a lien on my property. That's terrorism. And so the only person I know is the senior legal counsel. I met him because I drove out to Jefferson City to meet him. And I'm going to address all my correspondence to him. And I've decided that this week, probably on Friday, I will give out his name, phone number, and address of the senior legal counsel. So If you are in Missouri and you are being harassed and threatened and terrorized by the Department of Revenue for unfounded reasons, why don't you do what I do? You know, find one person. I only know one person, so I'll give you his name and phone number and address. And why don't you correspond with him? And here's what I'm asking. I want to know, who is it? Exactly who started this? What will they do with that information? I want to know the name, the address, the rank, the rate of compensation that that person's being paid, their boss's boss, and their boss's boss's boss. I want to know what they're going to do with the information, and I want to know how they're going to use it against me. And I want it in writing. And I want all the documentation, everything that transpires will be in writing. And I am giving them a 14-day turnaround time, or I am declaring this moot and unfounded. So I'm saying, you will respond to me in 14 days. And then at some point I'm going to say, if you need additional information, there's a fee for that. Just like you guys charge a fee, meaning the government, there's a fee. And how much is that fee? That fee is $100 per page. And my rate of compensation will be $1,000 per hour with a 10-hour minimum. If they want to engage in commerce with me. That will be my rate of compensation. Because nothing's free anymore with these guys. They are demanding... revenue with a muzzle to my, well, with muzzle of their gun to my head. And this is systematic, Dr. Shuley. Now, we talked about this little hamlet that I live in, 100 people. I know for a fact from the United States Postal Service that I'm not the only one that got this certified mail. There are many of us, and we know how many. We know how many people got them. So if there are 10 people in our little hamlet that got these, and there are 100 people in the hamlet, this is a systematic attack on people looking for revenue without specifying why they are attacking us and what the origin is. They're just saying, pay this amount, pay this $1,000, and this will go away. Absolutely not. So what I'm saying, Dr. Shuley, is thank you for the medical counsel that you've given me to get me to the point where I am ready for this massive fight.
Oh, I love you, Ed. You know, let's face it, this is another all government is evil, some is more so.
Yes, yes. Now, so now the question is a medical question for Dr. Shuley when we come back. When I engage in this fight, what I do is I get all ramped up and I blast them and then I'm okay. Until the next letter comes. And I blast them again, and then I'm okay. Is that okay, or am I hurting myself? I just think maybe the adrenaline rush might be a good thing in the short run. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class actor Norman Shealy's with us. And we're talking about adrenaline, I guess. We're talking about adrenaline rushes. We're talking about getting into fights. And, you know, when you get picked on, you know, your adrenaline, you raise your adrenaline levels and you do what you have to do. But some people walk away from fights. Some people say, you know, look, just $1,000. If I can just find $1,000, I can make these thugs go away. That doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. So, Dr. Shealy, do you think I'm doing damage to my physical body by engaging with the criminal, unconvicted criminal element that's trying to steal money from our family? Or do you think it's okay to, you know, when you're attacked, to respond and put these things to rest and then go on with your life? How do you feel about that medically?
I think everything is important to deal with and not bury. That's number one. In other words, waiting for the hammer to drop is not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the problem is, you have to have some kind of active response, feeling, yay, I'm okay. I'm ready to fight this if I need to, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so everybody's different in how far they're willing to go. I'd be pushed before they make that kind of stand. But mine is, I don't like to be pushed very far.
Right. And I don't like, you know, I'm not looking for fights, and I'm not saying, boy, I haven't had a fight in like 20 minutes. I'm not, it's not like that. I just want to live in peace. However, when the state is threatening to put a lien on our farm,
And once that's done, then you're in a hell of a stew.
Yeah, so my plan, you know, the Art of War by Sun Tzu is, you know, and not let your enemy know what you're doing. My approach is a little different. My approach is actually is the opposite. When I get involved in a situation like this, I let the other team know my plan. And my plan is very simple. I will make them famous. I will give out their name. I will give out their phone number. I will give out their address. I will make sure that they get credit for all the mischief that they have done. Because what they do is they single us out. They gang up on us. They pile up on us. They put the full force of their muzzle, their howitzers, their cannons, and their law enforcement. All of that, they put all that on top of us. And they gang up on us. And they single us out. So I want to make sure that they understand what that feels like. So I will single them out. And I will create a website. I will put their pictures on it. I will make them famous. I'll talk about them on the air. I will remind people of their phone numbers. And that's what I will do. Because these people are evil. There's something really, really wrong with sending out these letters. And do these government minions, do these government thugs think that these letters don't have impact when they say that they will put liens on your property? They will sell your property on the courthouse step. They will do these things. Do they think that these aren't threats? And for what? Baseless threats. Now, if they could say, Mr. Finelli, you know what? We have proof that you sold $100 to a person, $100 worth of material to a person in Missouri, and the sales tax is 8.3%, and you owe us $8.30 for unpaid sales tax. If they could do that, that would be different. But they can't because it didn't happen. They have no basis. They have no grounds. They have no authority to do this. However, they are doing it, and it's not just to us. So I think
back 35 years or so. We moved to Missouri to our farm about 35 years ago in March, and within a year of our arriving here, we get a notice from someone. I was thumbing through my computer and found that you have two businesses. And it went on and on and on, and she started saying that anything to do with horses was not legitimate.
Really?
Well, oh yeah, we can finish that after the break.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Really? Anything you do with horses is not legitimate? Really?
Yeah, it's not a deductible business, in other words. You have to pay
taxes
on everything.
That's nonsense. You can have any kind of business you want, including a recipe business.
We had to go to the state legislature to get off that crap.
Well, I might have to do the same thing. Let's talk about it a little bit more when we come back. And then I've got some other medical questions about nursing homes and aspirins and visiting the elderly and helping them live longer. And steroids. Dr. Norm Shiela and I will be right back.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.